I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, December 9th. The Quincy City Council tonight will hold a public hearing regarding the plans to extend the lease that Quarry Hills Associates has with the city to run the Granite Links Golf Course by 50 years. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker says the proposal will benefit both Quarry Hills and the community. Quarry Hills says it needs the lease extension to secure financing for a 110-room hotel, a permanent two-story structure to replace the tent, a refresh of the tavern restaurant, and expanded parking. Some residents have questions about the financial arrangements with the city, the length and timing of the lease extension, and the maintenance and access to public walking trails and playing fields. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at City Hall. The Quincy Planning Board reviewing a proposal for a new 8-story, 139-unit apartment building for North Quincy. Tremont Quincy LLC is proposing that new building for Hancock Street, where an electrical supply shop and pizza restaurant were located. Attorney David Mahoney says this proposal is half the size of an earlier plan that was approved in 2021. Planning board members agreed that the new proposal is much more appealing for the neighborhood. The developer also said they addressed concerns about drainage and flooding that were brought up at a prior meeting. The zoning board has already approved the project. The planning board will review the proposal again on January 15th. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy is proposing a new 4-story, 24-unit apartment building for low-income residents in South Quincy. NeighborWorks CEO Rob Corley told the planning board recently that they'd like to demolish 2 single-family homes and a 3-family home that they own on Quincy Street and put up the new development to provide affordable housing for more people. Corley said services, including financial management, nutrition, and other programs to help residents with daily living, would be provided in the new development. There would also be 12 parking spaces for the project. Ward 4 Councilor James Devine voiced his support for the project. The planning board will take up that matter again on January 15th. There's a new bookstore in Quincy Center. The Next Chapter Books and More opened recently at 1147 Hancock Street, across from the former Masonic Temple, soon to be Mason Steakhouse. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce says the new store carries a wide range of titles, from new releases to classics, a large children's section, art supplies, greeting cards, and more. The store says it will be hosting author signings, classes, art shows, and book clubs. Quincy's own Uncle Sam was recently honored by the Quincy City Council. Last week, Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash presented a special City Council commendation to Uncle Sam Roundsville for his many years of fundraising and support for veterans and their families. Uncle Sam said he and his wife Jean are committed to making Quincy a better place for everyone. Uncle Sam celebrated his 85th birthday recently and revealed that although he is now legally blind, he and his wife will continue to support charitable causes in Quincy. Sam legally changed his name to Uncle Sam Roundsville in 1991, saying he wanted to restore dignity and respect to the symbol of America. Quincy's own retired general, Ronald Rand, participated in the General's Bridge and Park tree lighting ceremony in Quincy Center last evening. That ceremony was held in honor of active duty military members. Family and friends were invited to write the name of a service member on a yellow ribbon and hang it on the tree to show support through the holiday season. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch offered his greetings. Ribbons may still be added to the tree. You can contact Quincy Veterans Services Director Christine Cugini for more information about that. A Kingston man long suspected of using his Boston area sober homes and other businesses to commit financial scams has pleaded guilty to multiple federal charges. 38-year-old Daniel Cleggett, formerly of Braintree and Quincy, pleaded guilty to multiple charges related to his involvement in 4 fraud schemes involving his sober homes, the Mass Save program, and mortgage lenders. He lived a lavish lifestyle funded by a federal loan program related to the COVID-19 pandemic relief. Cleggett will be sentenced in March on 25 counts of wire fraud and conspiracy. Cleggett founded A Vision from God LLC, established in 2016, which operated sober homes in Boston, Wakefield, Quincy, and Weymouth. The homes operated under the names Brady's Place, Lakeshore Retreat, and Lambert House. His co-conspirator and associate, Nicholas Espinoza, who pleaded guilty earlier this year to similar charges, managed the day-to-day affairs of the homes. The pair, along with a sober home client, also conspired to defraud a New York-based family trust that was funding that client's room and board at Brady's Place in Quincy. They would overcharge the trust by up to $12,500 monthly and then issue refund checks to further the fraud. From 2019 to 2021, Cleggett also purchased three properties in Weymouth and Boston to be sober homes, but submitted false information indicating the properties would be primary residences. Sober homes are not licensed or funded by the state. Cleggett received a total of $794,900 from three economic injury disaster loan applications that falsely denied involvement in illegal activity. He used the money for easy pass bills, gym memberships, pet expenses, airline tickets, funded vacations to Yellowstone, Montana, and Aruba, as well as luxury hotel resort stays for him and his girlfriend, including spa fees and a wine and caviar dinner. He used more loan funds for $38,000 in wedding expenses. Cleggett faces up to 30 years in prison, millions of dollars in fines. A man was critically wounded in a shooting at an apartment complex in Holbrook Friday night. Few details are being released about what led up to the shooting, including whether anybody is in custody. The Norfolk County DA's office said in confirming the shooting on Longmeadow Drive that state and local police were actively investigating what happened. Shooting reported about 5 p.m. Friday by somebody who said they heard gunshots, and officers at the scene found a man in his 40s outside the complex with apparent gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Prosecutors urged anybody with information to call Holbrook Police. Kohl's is planning to close its Stoughton store as of early next year and will lay off more than 70 workers there. The Wisconsin-based department store chain has notified state officials it plans to permanently close its retail store at 501 Technology Center Drive on February 7th. A total of 77 workers will be affected, according to a notice that was made public on Friday. A cleanup effort is underway after oil spilled into the muddy river near the Longwood Tea Stop in Boston and left birds and animals in the area covered in a layer of oil. Crews responding to the spill on the Brookline-Boston line yesterday afternoon found dozens of birds drenched in oil and deployed booms to absorb the substance. The Department of Environmental Protection was also notified and responded to the scene. A visible sheen on the water and the distressed birds had area residents worry. Crews worked quickly to contain the spill to prevent it from spreading into the Charles River. The cause of the spill remains under investigation. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 123 points. The NASDAQ rose 159, and the S&P is up 15. Stocks were also mixed in Asia. The euro rose. The dollar is up, and oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins will be in Winnipeg tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and the Celtics will take on the Pistons, the Garden, Thursday night at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, clouds in the morning, and then rain arrives later in the afternoon, the high of 45 degrees. The rain will continue this evening, with a low in the mid-30s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow at a high of 44. Then more rain on Wednesday, but it'll be mild with Wednesday's highs in the low 60s. Partly cloudy, 40 for a high on Thursday. For the boater today, waves about a foot, wind out of the north at 5 knots becomes easterly, then gusting to 20 knots later today, high tide 5:37 p.m. Sunrise 7:01, sets at 4:11. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, December 9th.